Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. Thank you for making this your first listen of the day. As always, we are free and available on all platforms, so you definitely want to continue to check out Locked On Pac-12. Now, today's episode, we will be touching on ASU and their dominance that we're seeing from them right now in the Pac-12, and what that means for the future as pertaining to the rest of the season and the rest of the opponents that they have to face. So Connor Drios from Locked On Sun Devils will be joining us to dive into all of that.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Locked On Pac-12. This episode is actually brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing prices, reliably low prices, amazing selection. All the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. See what happens when you try to remember a read? Like, you know, I think I know it. I've said it so many times. And then you mess up just when you get too confident.
Hey, it happened. It's all good.
Right. Joining me now is Connor Drios from Locked On Sun Devils. Connor, I can't speak today, guys. I'm sorry. Connor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'll go by Connell as well. So, I mean, as long as like, it just has to be consistent. If you change it, that's fine. Like, just be consistent with it. I'll respond for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to do the right thing and, you know, go by the name that your parents gave you. So I apologize for that one. A little tongue tied, you know. It's been a long day. So I definitely want to jump right into this because I feel like we have such a short amount of time and so much to talk about. ASU Sun Devils are literally killing it right now. A far cry from what, a few weeks ago when you were like, I don't know what's going on and I'm upset, but they're bouncing back, definitely showing that they might be the best team in the Pac-12. So first, I need you to let me know, how do you feel about that statement?
Well, 2 weeks ago, like you were saying, after a loss in Provo, the sky was falling. It felt like the sky was the limit for this ASU team, regardless of them being maybe the best team in the Pac-12, but at least the South. After a loss against BYU, which you were really hoping to get that win, didn't feel great coming out of it. But 2 weeks later, a statement win against Colorado, who is struggling, but a statement win nonetheless, and then a great win against UCLA. And I'm not going to lie, Rich and I talked throughout the week. It's not that I didn't see a win against UCLA. I personally just wouldn't have picked them. I was confident in ASU's ability overall, but I thought UCLA was playing great football, and especially going to Pasadena, did not feel great about that. So overall standings with the Pac-12, ASU is actually the only one who has two wins so far in the conference and is undefeated. Utah only has one win, even though they haven't lost just yet, but they've been a little disappointing, I think, by a lot of Utah fan standards coming into the season. Same thing with like a USC in the South between Clay Helton getting fired and their quarterbacks being injured. Who knows what to do with USC right now? I think they recruit obviously just about probably better than anyone in the Pac-12. So it is truly next man up for that team. ASU gets them, I think, in about a month. So Rich and I were talking in yesterday's edition of our podcast about how I would rather play them this week, especially if they don't have Jackson Dart coming back. So if they have a month to get healthy, it's still USC. So you just don't know. But ASU, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I think they are a very talented team. I think they're a competent team. We've seen some things get better. Maybe some of the mistakes they've made over the first couple weeks, they've improved, right? But to sit here and just call my shot and say we're absolutely going to win the Pac-12 South, someone might be more confident in doing that, but I've been let down too many times by ASU, not even just Herm Edwards, that who knows, right? There's still 8 games left to play, especially with a lot of conference play left. We could be back here in a couple weeks saying a totally different story.
I appreciate the realism there because a lot of people get excited and, you know, we'll get ahead of themselves, like you said, even if it's like a clear favorites type of situation. Now, we're seeing that kind of shift a little bit in the North as well with Oregon falling to Stanford. And that just goes along with the statement that we always say, any given Saturday, like at this point, you just never know, especially with this conference, which tends to kind of suck because when it comes to trying to, you know, climb up those rankings and actually be a part of the AP polls and, you know, the talks of Pac-12 amongst the nation's best, it makes it tricky when no one can be consistent and be a clear leader, right?
Both divisions feel like they're on fire right now, and I'm trying to just focus on the South and our fire and totally ignoring them up there. I don't know what to do with Oregon. Luckily, we don't have to play them this year, but losing to Stanford, again, Stanford's a team right now that got some top 25 votes. They've played some good football this year, but it feels kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde situation. They've had some good wins. They've had some bad losses, and I don't know what to do with them. I still think Oregon's a great team, and if we were to play them potentially in a Pac-12 title game, I don't know how great I'd feel about it, but Oregon State is a quiet killer of that North division. ASU having to go to Corvallis to play when we do, it is always a loss. For whatever reason, it could be a great and dominant ASU team. Maybe we play down to their level, and we always just come out with a loss. But now they're playing really great football, especially on the offensive side. That is going to be our second to last game, I think, of this year. That is, even if you're sitting pretty and you need like one more win, yeah, you get U of A to end the year, but that game against Oregon State could be a deciding game. It's just going to be a tough environment for ASU to go in and get a state and win there.
At this point, we're kind of looking at each week as, oh, this could be a pivotal game towards, you know, the ending outcome of the season. Yep. And you really don't know who is going to come out on top. That's how I'm seeing it at this point. I'm kind of nervous to put anybody in that spot, even though there are some teams that look like, okay, they may be the ones who we see battling it out at the end. But like, you know, it's very much up in the air.
That's what I was talking with Richie about over like the last week or so. UCLA was the biggest game on their schedule. You had to go in and get a win because that could be a deciding vote right there, or at least the tiebreaker. If you're tied with UCLA at the end of the year, but you have that win, that's going to be huge.
Right.
But now it's a week later and we're playing Stanford, and I keep saying, okay, this is the biggest game remaining on their schedule. And like, I have no idea how many times it's going to happen, right? Maybe eight more times for the rest of their eight games. I have no idea. But there's a couple games I'm concerned about, Stanford being one of them. We do get them at home, and I think that will at least be to our advantage this year. But Utah is in a little bit of a flux right now, as well as USC, right? Okay. I think those three games are going to be huge for you. Oregon State, again, I think is a big one, but them not necessarily playing in the South might not hurt you as much. Yeah. But if you can go beat Stanford, Utah, and USC, there's no reason you can't win the Pac-12 South, right?
Yeah.
There's just no reason. Those are three big games they have to win.
Yeah. Well, still to come, Connor and I will dive deeper into that ASU-UCLA game and then give you a good preview of that game against Stanford that we can expect to see happening this weekend. But for all you college football fanatics, you definitely want to check out Prize Picks. It is daily fantasy made easy. Prize Picks is a leader in college sports daily fantasy. They offer more college football props than anyone in the world, and they offer all the star players of the Power Five, as well as mid-major players that you might not have ever even heard of. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. All of the users that deposit and use promo code Locked On will receive a 100% instant deposit matchup to $100. That's promo code Locked On. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks allows mixed sports entries, which is probably the coolest thing that I've ever seen. You can take the over on LeBron combined with the under on Mahomes in the same entry. So use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's literally that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. So don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com or go to your App Store and download the app today. And make sure you use that promo code Locked On. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Now, we always love to help you make money, but we also love to help you save money. And this is where rockauto.com comes into play. You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. They literally have the best prices for all your auto part needs. It's a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. So why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer, whether you're a auto person or just, you know, the regular person looking for a tune-up or a touch-up. They have everything you can need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. You definitely need to go ahead and check out rockauto.com and explore their website to find the solution to your auto part needs. Rockauto.com right now, you head there, check out all the parts available for your car or truck, and then write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us section so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rockauto.com. Connor, I'm getting you guys confused. Richie, Connor, every other week.
It's Connell, right? It's
Connell. Like, all over the place. If you don't know, every week we alternate. We'll have Connor on 1 week, Richie on another week. So they're both the Locked On Sun Devils hosts. You definitely want to check them out and make them a first listen of your day if you're, you know, into the Sun Devils and want to keep up with all things Arizona State. Are you guys talking college basketball yet?
No, but we will be soon. I think once we get really close to that season, we'll start previewing a little bit more, but not yet. So far, it's just been mostly football.
Okay, yeah, right around the corner. So you'll be able to get all the good news you need, updates, everything. All that analyst stuff, everything. Connor and Richie have you together. let's talk about UCLA, the game against UCLA. For you, last time I talked to you, you had very distinct things that you felt like ASU needed to work on. You wanted to see more from Jaden Daniels. You wanted to see more from the receivers. Do you feel like you got that in this game against UCLA?
Some questions were answered. Okay. Others just led to more questions. In terms of Jaden Daniels, his arm absolutely came to life in that game. He didn't attempt a ton of passes. He only had 19 passes and completed 13 of them. And if you told me that before the game, it's like, okay, like, did he play well? Like, did he not? Like, why did he only attempt 19 passes? But it turns out he was just hyper efficient. He had, I think it was like 286 yards through the air and two touchdowns. But he also had four completions of over 40 yards. So he didn't have to throw the ball a ton because that's just not how the game script went. I think my favorite thing about Jaden, though, at least in the first half, is every single time UCLA scored, every time Jaden was able to take the offense back out there, and they went and answered, right? They got a field goal, so did we. They put up a touchdown, and we answered right back. It's not that our defense wasn't playing well, but they just kept picking up chunk yards, right? Whether it was DTR picking up a first down with his legs, which was super annoying the entire night. That dude's a phenomenal athlete, and I don't want to ever play him ever again. but they were just playing very well on offense in the first half for UCLA's side, but Jaden was like, let's go, right? We need to go put up points. And actually went into half with a lead. We can talk a little bit about how they got a free field goal at the very end of that first half. But overall, Jaden Daniels, massive improvements. But again, we're not going to see this hyper efficiency maybe every week, which is totally fine. He played mistake-free football, and that's really what we're looking for. But ideally, they get him more involved. I think when he can make some of those throws, and he had phenomenal touch on his passes as well, I want Jaden to be in command of this offense. I don't want it to be all about the run game. You know, however they need to win football games, I guess that's how they got to do it. But I want to continue to see more from Jaden Daniels, because 1 week in arguably the biggest game of his career just isn't necessarily going to cut it. Yeah. As far as the receivers go, Ricky Pearsall, obviously the big guy in the game, had like 132 yards, I think, through the air and only had like five targets. So dude was super efficient catching two of those bombs from Jaden. We talked a lot about Andre Johnson, I think, last time I was on. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard anything from him in like 2 weeks. So I think he's still on the team as far as I know. But it just, they're still not necessarily a number one, which is fine. If you can get games like this from somebody, I don't necessarily care who it is week in and out. We just need somebody to step up, because you can't have Rashad White being consistently your number one receiver, right, when he's also supposed to be running the ball. So.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about that field goal then. How they were able to get that sneaky field goal before the half ended. Before that, how much stress did you endure in this game, like watching this game?
Let's start with the first half. Okay. UCLA got on the board first, and it's like, oh, okay, here we go. We at least held them to a field goal, and that's all I was asking for on that first drive. That's fine. They put up points. Then they scored a touchdown, and it's like, okay, guys, like, we need to play well on both sides of the ball. It can't be one way, or we're going to be chasing them the entire game. Or our defense could play well and our offense couldn't score. So I was just worried that we weren't going to play a complete four quarters. But after you had a lead, there was like 14 seconds, I think, left on the clock before they punted. You didn't need to touch the ball. DJ Taylor won an award for Pac-12 Player of the Week in terms of his return game ability week one. And then he got injured. You were definitely missing him, and we couldn't wait to get him back on the field. But he had multiple kind of bonehead decisions, including his first kickoff return in the game. He was like 7 or 9 yards deep, and there's just no way he should have returned that ball. And I think he got maybe to like the 11. And then he did it again, and this was all leading up to that play right before halftime. And then he ended up getting benched, and rightfully so. They brought in LV Bunkley Shelton, who was then taking some kickoff and punt returns after that. Bottom line, you are going to need DJ Taylor. He's a young guy. You just hope he can learn from it and move on. You need his upside. It just playing against a UCLA where you could not afford to give them any extra plays or any extra drives. Those were free points at the end of the half. And did it end up costing you? No, because ASU shut them out in the second half. They didn't score another point after that. So really you held them to like 20 points, which is phenomenal. It just, Richie and I talked all throughout the week that you can't turn the ball over, right? You can't give them these extra possessions that could lead to these points, because every mistake that you make and they capitalize on, that is just going to kill you. And luckily for them, it didn't.
Yeah. Well, right now, ASU seems to be sitting atop the Pac-12 South, might even be leading the whole Pac-12. More to come. We're going to discuss this next matchup against Stanford coming up next. This one might be, we did say UCLA was probably one of the more pivotal games of their schedule. And now Stanford may be just as important. We'll discuss that a little more. But for those of you that are into betting, you definitely want to check out betonline.ag. They are the number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. Now, if you are someone who struggles with sweating a lot, even when it's in the cold months, because we're going into fall and winter, and you know, it's cooling off, but you know, sometimes people's anxiety doesn't help them calm down the sweat. And so if you're someone like this, then you definitely want to check out Sweatblock. This is a great product, a great company that makes great products, specifically Sweatblock wipes. They are doctor created, doctor recommended. They work for up to 7 days per use, and they are dry shirt guaranteed. So if Sweatblock doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back, which is the best part ever. It's been featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by firefighters. So if it works for them, I'm pretty sure it's going to work for anybody. They're in high pressure situations. They're amongst heat all the time. So I think this is a very great indication that this product works. If you don't trust me or what I have to say, go ahead and head on over to Amazon and check out their reviews. They have over 13,000 reviews. It's currently the number one product in Amazon antiperspirant category. And it's a bestseller on Amazon for the past 10 years. So I'm not lying to you, but if you don't trust me, go check Amazon. If you or someone you love is dealing with this, you can check out Sweatblock at sweatblock.com, and you can get 20% off with the promo code LOCKEDON, or you can head to Amazon and CBS. Okay, Connor, this is the time that we've been waiting for to discuss, you know, the next matchup and where ASU is going for the rest of the season, in a sense. So this game against Stanford, Stanford is one of those teams now. They have upset UCLA.
Stanford. So Stanford, they did lose to UCLA. You're right.
They lost to UCLA.
Week one.
Yeah, but they upset Oregon, and that was the big one this weekend. So you guys beat UCLA, but UCLA beat Stanford. So now it's like a little triangle here. We will say that if you guys beat Stanford, look, all these words. If you beat Stanford this weekend, that may very well be able to solidify you as number one in the Pac-12 going into week this is going into week six, so going into week seven. But I know you don't like to look that far ahead. So for you, how important do you feel like the game is against Stanford?
Listen, that's just some basic algebra, right? If we can beat Stanford here, that totally means we can beat Oregon, right? So it just doesn't matter at that point. Again, this is a huge game. UCLA was definitely bigger, but after Stanford beating Oregon, I was somewhat concerned coming into this game, but now it really puts me on edge. And that's exactly what Herm Edwards was talking about Monday in his press conference. They're on a short week, right? Because they play Friday this week. You got to not necessarily forget about UCLA, take what you did well, but you got to start focusing on the opponent real quick, because now you have less time to prepare for him. Yes. So in a big matchup against Stanford, you really need to win this game. It's at home, so at least you have that in your advantage. But what's going to be interesting for me is this is kind of the first game I think ASU's played where they don't have to play a dual threat quarterback. Not that Tanner McKee can't run. He only has like 29 rushing attempts this year, but he's not overly efficient with them. So you might face your first true pocket passer. And I'm curious how our defense is going to stand up. I think our secondary can really hold them down, but you just never know. They also have been playing pretty mistake-free football. McKee hasn't turned the football over at all this year, and they don't have any interceptions. So I think if you're trying to win the turnover battle, that's great. You should do that every single week. But Stanford might not be a team who's just going to be willing to give you that football, right? Like a lot of the teams that we've played this year, they do have a great run game as well. They generally have two running backs that they like to go to. So ideally, if we can shut them down, that would be phenomenal. And just force them to pass the ball and really try to test Jack Jones and both Chase Lucas.
At this point in time, I would say both of the teams are going in with some great momentum, right? Both coming off huge wins. I think Stanford's win might even be, it's probably considered a little bigger than the win against UCLA, but there were bigger implications in the sense of, you know, for that Pac-12 South title in a sense for your game, for ASU versus UCLA. But Stanford taking Oregon down is probably a big confidence boost. Do you feel like either team is coming in with more confidence than the other, or it's like about the same? It's a battle of like, at this point, I know I'm good, you know you're good, we're just going to come in and see who's better?
I would think Stanford probably has a little bit more swagger coming into this game, because you took off what is the king, right, of the Pac-12 right now, and they were ranked at number 3, and rightfully so. UCLA was definitely a big game for us, and it should be a big game for anybody in the Pac-12, taking what was only the second-ranked team in the Pac-12 at that time. But if you can knock off the number 3 overall team in the country, you got to be able to wear that on your chest a little bit. So
yeah,
I think you bring up a great point in terms of, like, who's going to be the most confident coming into it. I think it's going to really show the team's true colors, that if you can have those great wins against the opponents that are really going to test you, who's going to be able to back that up, right?
Yeah.
We at least had that home field advantage, but you don't know. I think there's still a lot for ASU to improve upon, right? We saw a little bit more from Jaden Daniels this week. We got Chip Trainum back, so it was great to get him going a little bit more in this game. ASU just needs to come out and play smash mouth football, right? I think if you need to come out and make another statement win, you got to keep showing everyone else in the Pac-12 who you are, right? You don't want to just be the team that beat UCLA but then lost to Stanford. You want to beat the team that has beat everybody amongst your competition. Because once you have to go start playing ASU, after you have all these wins, it's going to put a little bit of fear, I think, into the other opponents. But if you just start, you win some weeks and you lose some weeks, I don't think teams are going to be that afraid of you at that point, right? Whether that is just ASU overall being unprepared in games, or they're just not playing consistent. I think if you can just continue to roll off some of these wins against the tougher opponents in the Pac-12, that's going to go a long way for the rest of the season through Pac-12 conference play.
Okay, that's fair. Oops, sorry. Well, ranked ASU at number 22 will be facing Stanford on Friday evening at 7:30. I guess it might be a Pac-12 after dark for some people on the East Coast.
It's always Pac-12 after dark, always.
Well, hopefully it's a good matchup. I'm gonna say I'm rooting for you guys, you know, in the South. If USC can't have it, why not ASU? So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how that game goes. For those of you that are interested in, you know, more Sun Devil news, action, update, all of that, make sure you check out Locked On Sun Devils wherever you listen to your podcast, or the Odyssey app. Same with Locked On Pac-12 podcast. Make it your first listen of the day, you know? Now, if you want to hear about some other conference shows and check out, you can make them your second listen of the day. Locked On SEC, you can get all your daily SEC news in less than 30 minutes with SEC expert Chris Gordy. Locked On ACC, you can check it out under 30 minutes with my girl, Candace Cooper. And then you can check out Locked On Big 12. Same thing, under 30 minutes with the Big 12 expert, Josh Neighbors. It's free and available on all platforms. So make sure you check it out. Also, follow along on Twitter at LO underscore Pac-12, at Locked On Sun Devils. It's LO Sun Devils? LO
underscore? It is LO at LO underscore Sun Devils.
Okay.
So it's like some combination of that. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Type in Locked On Sun Devils and you'll find it on Twitter. And then you can follow Connor at C Drios. That's C-D-R-E-O-S. And then me at underscore Cindy Robinson. Other than that, make sure you guys stay locked on the Pac-12 on the Locked On Network for all your conference news.